project actually started about 18 months ago. We decided to replace all of the seating and all of the carpeting inside Rudder Auditorium. It is all the seats and all the carpet is all original from when the building was constructed and opened in the early 70s. Remarkably, it had held up well, but it was just getting to the point where it was starting to fade, and we decided to freshen the new look. So we went out. We had a custom fabric made for the chairs. We have all brand new carpeting going in. The carpeting, actually, they're in the process of demolishing. They're taking out all the seats right now, Chelsea, is what they're doing.
Okay.
Right now they're taking out all the seats. They're in the process of taking those off they're going to recycle all of the old steel and every piece that they can. So the wood and the steel is going to be recycled, and the foam cushions obviously can't be reused, and they'll go to landfill. But the auditorium is actually closed. It closed November 23rd, and it will remain closed until probably early February. We plan to have an open house in February to let everybody come and take a look at all the new carpet and seating. We worked with a group of about 7 or 8 folks to select all the fabrics. And like I said, we viewed probably over 100 different fabric swatches. And eventually we found a pattern that we liked, but it wasn't in the color that we wanted. So we worked with Momentum Fabrics to create something that is truly one of a kind that you won't find anywhere else on campus or anywhere else in the world, probably.
And Neil, do they start looking the same after a while, all of the different patterns and fabrics?
They really do. They really start to look the same. And one of the things that we were challenged with was looking at a 10 by 10 square of fabric, trying to imagine that over the scope of 2,500 seats in the auditorium was a little bit daunting. So when we finally narrowed it down to a couple that we really liked, we asked them to bring in, large sections of fabric so that we could go into the auditorium and cover an entire chair and say, yes, we like that, or no, that color's not right. And another challenge that came along with that, not only do they all look the same, but they all look different under different lighting. So we might look at something in someone's office and it looks fantastic, and then we take it into the auditorium where the lighting is very different, and it was clearly not the look that we were trying to achieve. And so we had to go back to ground zero again. So there were lots of iterations, and it certainly did not come easy, but it has been a very, very exciting project.
Now, does the fabric for the seats match the carpet, or do they just go together? They're not necessarily matching.
They do not match. They are coordinated. We actually went with two different kinds of carpeting. We'll have a base carpet that will cover probably 90% of the theater, and then we'll have some accent carpeting along the staircases to identify step edges and things like that. But the seat fabric, it coordinates with them, but it does not match exactly. We wanted to have some breakup in there.
Right. Okay. And then you said that the seats were going to be recycled, but will there be any seats available for auction, or maybe given to certain people as kind of memorabilia?
We haven't held any aside. We have some that we are going to hold aside. We don't have any plans to auction any at this point. There haven't been any requests to hold some seats, but we might be willing to do that.
Okay, and how old again did you say that these seats were?
I believe the building opened in 1972, and so they would be 42 years old at this point.
And will Rudder Theater also experience some new paint and maybe some other things, renovations and updates, while you guys are also in there doing the seats and the carpet?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're taking advantage of doing some things behind the house, kind of behind the curtains that everyone sees. But we are also, we've just put in some brand new curtains in Rudder Auditorium recently, and we are going to touch up some of the paint in some of the areas and redo a lot of the wood trim along the carpet edges in there. Just trying to give it a little bit of a freshened look after 40 years.
And you said that you guys are going to have an open house after you're done with the renovations, but do you have any idea what the first actual event will be at Rudder Theater after you're done?
Just so we're clear, it's going to be the auditorium, not the theater.
Okay.
The theater is a smaller 750-seat space that we have here, and the auditorium is the big one.
Okay.
Yeah, Saturday, February 7th, Guys and Dolls will be our first new event in the new auditorium.
Okay, great. Well, Neil, is there anything else that maybe I didn't touch upon that you would like people to know about?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it all.
Okay, and is this a time, I guess, with the theater being, or the auditorium, correct? Auditorium is what's
yes.
being, okay. With the auditorium being closed, are there any events that you guys had to move, or was this something you knew way ahead of time and you just didn't schedule anything during that time period?
We knew it was going to be scheduled, so we got in touch with any events that we would have normally booked in that time and were able to relocate them to some other spaces. The one exception to that is we do have commencement convocation that will be held in the auditorium on, I believe, December 18th. And so right now we're only working on the balcony, and as soon as that event, as soon as commencement convocation is over, we'll go ahead and do all the lower level seating in the orchestra level.